My name is Bev Meslow, and for those who might know me from Vancouver, you either know me as the crazy lady that held the ladder so the squatters could get up in the Woodward's building, or I'm the nut lady that has a full-size puppet of Gordon Campbell that can carry on my back that tells him to get off my back. Or maybe you know me as the nut that made the poster-sized Christmas card, which I took to Gordon Campbell's office just before Christmas, where I informed him that Jesus was born in a manger and homeless people should be that lucky. Having said all of that, I am put to shame by the fact that there are women saying that we should go out and do some absolute direct action, some direct action that my grandmother and my mother would appreciate. I come from a family whose furnishings and books and belongings were thrown onto their front yard and burnt to the ground by Kamenko security guards because my father dared to use the word strike. So I understand direct action, and I understand the absolute poverty involved in taking direct action by people that are vulnerable. But I believe that that's what it's come to in this province. I believe that we must take direct action. I believe as women it is imperative that we take direct action because women are going to die. And we're going to die, and we won't have anybody that's even going to be around to count us because our advocates are being closed, our advocates are being shut down, and our safe places are being taken away from us. So there won't even be anybody left to count the dead as women die in this province if we don't start doing something. So I'm all for let's do something. But in the meantime, on Monday at noon, at 465 East Broadway, the two-year limit coalition is calling a rally in front of that welfare office to insist that they take back the two-year limit. That's on Monday at noon. You're here, you want something to do, show up at that office and yell as loud as you can. The next thing you should be thinking about is that International Women's Day is on March 6th. There is a celebration, there is a protest, there is a parade. It is at the Vancouver Library. Show up, participate, show that individual women's problems are problems of women globally and unite around it. Start now. Monday, be at the welfare office. Put March 6th on your calendar, and while we're here tonight, let's get some really good ideas about how women can go to jail for this fight, because at least then we'll have a safe place to sleep.
Please don't be deluded that jail is a safe place.
No.
Yeah, and if you want... On the 28th, the Canadian Human Rights Commission is actually responding to the and issuing a special report on the systemic discrimination experienced by women prisoners, and many of you are part of some of the groups who have stood in coalition in that fight. So, yeah, and all the stuff's on our website if anybody is interested, because, in fact, I think one of the things we did was ask the Human Rights Commission to comment on all of these issues that are causing the increased criminalization of women, in particular women and girls, and what they've chosen to do is only focus on corrections, so there's opportunities there to pick up on. And International Women's Day is March 8th. I think the March may be the 6th.
Bev, can I just check a couple things with you? The notice that I have promotes that there are a couple of sites that are not yet covered. Do you have that? That there were a number of offices
that are not being covered. Yes, we ask everybody in every one of their communities and areas to go to their welfare office.
Do you have this with you?
I don't have it with me, that's why I was.
Could you just take this one and maybe we can set you up at the back and women can sign up? So there's a number of welfare offices being hit. You can pick your office. It's an open call, so people can organize pretty much at will, and it is a good place to start, that all of us should be out on Monday with banners, with picket signs, with homemade signs, with as many people as we can get.
Hello. First of all, I just want to thank you for putting this on tonight. I really appreciate having this information. It's very enlightening. Thank you. I have a question. Forgive me if it's a little quaint, but at least it'll be short. I'm a student at Kwantlen University College, and I, along with a few others, am employed in a student-run cafeteria. And what's interesting is the student union is very much very much into workers' rights and all this stuff, and yet none of us can get a raise, which is very strange. And everyone works, my coworkers work very hard, and some of them have very, very little money. I look around Kwantlen, I talk to people, and it's really sad because so many people are being cut off. They can't afford school. And what's really sad is I'm surrounded by university students who don't know how to form a union. If the university students can't do it, who can, you know? My question is simply, do you have any advice to young people and students on taking action, starting a union? Because so many people believe that the student union is doing it for them. A few people who have been elected, who most people don't even participate because they don't know what's going on, will take care of them, but it's not happening. So I'd like to hear what it is you have to say, any resources you'd like to recommend, any advice. Thank you.
In this room for talking about organizing on campuses. I suggest you take over that entire back corner and just stand there and wait.
There are staff who work for student societies at various colleges and universities who are in unions. Mm-hmm. And QP is one. Mm-hmm. And if I were you, I would phone up the BC Federation of Labor and I would ask them which unions are involved in representing people like you. And they will tell you. You don't think that they would tell you? What are you talking about?
I wouldn't call the BC Fed for the time of day.
Well, I would call them, and I would not need to ask them for the time of day because I would know that. But I would ask them which unions are represent the staff that work for student societies, and they will tell you that. And that's the, and then you just take it from there.
Okay. But seriously, hold out your shingle at the back there. There's some great people in this room to take advice from.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name's Jacqueline. I am actually a collective member at Vancouver Rape Relief. I'm interested as a woman with a fair amount of privilege, more than most people I know, that I may be one of the more privileged women here. And I'm interested in and self-critical on how I did or did not succeed in getting the people that I work with at my corporate job to be at our event. And I'm thinking about the calls to action from many members of the panel and many of the speakers. I do think that I'm one man away from needing welfare. I do think I'm one paycheck away from needing welfare, no matter how much privilege I have. And so I'm hopeful that someone from the panel or others in the audience can respond to how to transform this conversation into or whether you think it's useful to transform it into a mass movement, or whether we should focus on smaller organizing tactics. And as Lee suggested, this young woman should gather up the students. I'm interested in gathering up the women with privilege to get more on side.